Caitlin Ginley. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
The State Integrity Investigation is a partnership with Public Radio International and Global Integrity. The project is the culmination of more than a year of unprecedented investigative work in which reporters were deployed to every state capital, digging and uncovering answers to 330 questions about how their state handles transparency and accountability. And Caitlin, here in Michigan, we didn't fare too well, did we?
No, it looks like Michigan got an F grade and is ranked 43rd among all 50 states.
All right, what do we do wrong? What do we need to fix?
it helps if you check out the website. You can go to stateintegrity.org and you can click on your state. You can go to the Michigan report card. We asked, like you said, 330 questions in every state, and we looked at 14 categories in state government. So it's a pretty wide range of topics. You know, everything from access information laws, campaign finance laws, the transparency of the budget process, redistricting, ethics enforcement, lobbying disclosure. It seems that Michigan, I think one of the problems there, from what our reporter was telling us, you know, there's very few, if any, asset disclosure requirements, and we asked those questions several times in many in several different categories. And so what that means is legislators or public officials do not have to file what's called an asset disclosure form, which discloses to the public their outside financial interests. And so if, you know, the legislator has investments or, you know, serves on a board or holds some sort of outside employment, none of that information needs to be made public. And Michigan is only one of three states where that's not a requirement.
You know, in looking over the information, Michigan law just doesn't help many of these areas. There's no law requiring legislators and statewide elected officials to disclose assets like members of Congress have to do. State Ethics Board has no funding, staff, or authority to sanction elected appointed officials and state workers for ethical misconduct, or I should say unethical misconduct. Individuals can make unlimited contributions to political parties. I can go on and on and on. It appears that the powers that be kind of let this go so that they can conduct business in a fashion that doesn't leave any accountability.
Right, and that's exactly what we wanted to get to. You know, the project isn't measuring, you know, actual levels of corruption in each state. We're not looking at, you know, the culture of the state house. We're not looking at, you know, recent scandals in the past couple of years. What we're looking at is, you know, what are the laws, policies in place to prevent corruption if it were to occur, and how effective are they at doing that?
Caitlin, who fared well?
New Jersey actually comes in at the top. There are five states that got a B, and they're New Jersey, Connecticut, California, Nebraska, and I think I'm forgetting one. But no state got an A, and so what that tells us is that, you know, even in every state, even in the top scoring states, there's still a lot of room for improvement. You know, 45 states got a C or below on the scorecard. So, you know, that tells us that overall there's still a lot of work to be done.
Caitlin, what's been the response since you released this information?
It's been really great. People are getting involved. I think, you know, a lot of people sort of, we've heard both the things. We've heard, you know, people say, well, you know, you scored our state too high, and there's definitely, you know, more going on here than you've captured. And then we've also heard other things that, you know, you scored our state too low. But either way, I think it gets people talking about what's going on in their state. They can look into the data. They can see exactly how the reporter scored each question. And I think, you know, people are you know, looking to the results to really push their state officials to make some changes, you know, figure out what's working and what's not working. And that's what we want to see happen, you know, over the next, you know, few months or, you know, years. You know, this is a huge project. It involves a lot of content. There's a lot of information there. We don't want to just let it, you know, release this week and that be it. We want people to use it, you know, dig into the data, carry on the conversation, and take it to their state official. There's a section on the website where you can actually email the scorecard to your state official. There's a link above the scorecard, and so it makes it very easy, you know, for people to get involved and to bring, you know, the attention to their government.
What is that email address?
It's a link on the actual website page. So if you go to stateintegrity.org/Michigan, for example, you'll see on above the grade on the scorecard, there's a little box, blue box that says email the score to your state official, and you just click on the link. You can fill out, you know, there's an automated message that pops up, but you can personalize it if you would like. You can fill out your contact information. I mean, you can send it, you know, just send it along through the website, and it's all sort of set up for you.
Caitlin, fascinating information. Thanks so much.
Thank you.